We also know there's an opportunity through our research suggesting that 24% of these self-managed landlords are considering switching to a property manager. So one of the benefits of providing an offering to this segment is that we can promote the value of property management services and therefore help these landlords connect with customers.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com. And for more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier on your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of this week's show. Today, we're talking to REA Group's Chief Consumer Product Officer, Val Brown, who is responsible for the group's rent strategy. And we're going to learn a little bit more about ongoing plans for REA to support Australia's growing rental marketplace. So welcome to the podcast, Val Brown.
Thanks, Sam.
It's great to have you here. And before we dive into talking about rent strategy and things like that, you've been with REA for quite some time, for about 11 years now. So can you give us a bit of a background on some of the things that you've been doing at REA over the years?
Yeah, sure. So I have been with REA for 11 years. And during that time, I've been very fortunate to spend time in different parts of our business. And I started 11 years ago working very closely with our customers running the residential product team. And now, as you said, I'm running the consumer experience team, which is really around bringing together product design and engineering to deliver great experiences for our customers and consumers. I've been in digital for almost 20 years and have a passion for product management.
Yeah, amazing. So you would have some great insights into consumers at the moment, because this is a bit of a crazy time we're experiencing with COVID-19, like pretty much a fixed factor in our lives now. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing on the consumer side at REA?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're seeing really strong engagement from our consumers, particularly around our digital and video content. So we responded very quickly to the market to support our customers and consumers by launching digital inspections and 3D tours. And since March, we've had almost 14 million video views and 14 million 3D tours that have been viewed, which is phenomenal. So we're seeing really strong engagement. We're seeing some interesting trends as well. So some increases in searches for properties in regional areas, which has been very interesting.
Yeah, well, that one is really interesting, actually, because historically we've always gravitated towards the cities or the main capitals, because that's where all the big commercial buildings are and all the big offices are. So you're actually seeing a bit of a trend now towards people wanting to live where they want to live rather than where they need to be close to work.
Yeah, definitely some trends in our search behaviour that would suggest that. And I think you're right, Sam. I think this current health crisis has changed a lot of things for a number of us and even our industry. And I think being able to facilitate remote working wherever you are is, I guess, one of the benefits that some of our consumers are finding.
Yeah, absolutely. Work being something you do rather than somewhere you go. I think COVID has really accelerated that.
Absolutely.
So I can see you're still working from home. You're based in Melbourne right now. So what's the feeling like? Because we know that Melbourne is a hotspot for COVID at the moment. How are you feeling with what's going on there right now?
So I think in Melbourne, things are a little bit uncertain in terms of the health crisis, and our numbers certainly haven't been positive in the last couple of weeks. I think we've got some measures in place now that can hopefully curb where we currently are. But I guess from a work perspective, we are very lucky that we can continue to run our business virtually, and the majority of our people are in Melbourne. So that's been very fortunate. And we've been really focused on how do we support our customers and our consumers through this change. And it's been, you know, a very strange time for all of us. I think our market changed virtually overnight. Our lives have changed. And I think we're still getting used to this new normal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're now getting a bit more, as you say, used to living with this.
Yeah. So for us, it's meant that we've accelerated some plans, certainly to introduce video content and more video content to our consumers, as it's become an increasing expectation.
And consumers, like we found ourselves, is that there's a whole lot more interest in being online with consumers. And I know that REA has seen traffic spikes over the last couple of months because people are really thinking about now what where they want to live and do they want to be where they are and all of that sort of thing. So do you see that continuing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And just in this past few months, we've seen some really big audience record levels, which has been really pleasing. And I think that's going to be a continued trend as people start to work through what choices they have and options and decisions around property.
So let's talk about rent, which is one of the things that you look after at REA. What are some of the key issues that you've seen impacting the rent market during COVID-19?
Great question, Sam. I think certainly early days, the restrictions on tourism and student accommodation saw many landlords move their investment properties from short-term rental to traditional lease. So we've seen a spike in listings there. And the social distancing measures have meant that we've introduced digital inspection tools, and that's become pivotal, certainly as part of the experience for consumers. And as I mentioned before, we've seen outstanding growth in visits for us, 35% just last month, year-on-year increases, and some really big records here. So consumers are certainly very engaged, but also our property managers, what we've seen is very big increases in the number of property managers and agencies using OneForm during this health crisis as well.
Yeah, because it's good to be hands off the paper and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I just think it's accelerated digital across a number of different applications.
Yeah, and rent's a pretty interesting area because there was already a growing trend to people owning places where they can afford to own places and renting where they want to rent. How do you predict that the rental market will shape up in the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I think a very difficult time to forecast that. I think we're going to continue to see strong demand from consumers. We're seeing pressure on vacancy rates, listing volumes. But beyond the next few months, it's very difficult to predict, really.
And let's talk about moving forward because REA has got a new product about to be launched to do with bringing private landlords onto the platform. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So growing engagement of consumers is paramount to us providing our customers with value. And we know that our consumers expect to see all properties. And what our research is telling us that right now, 33% of investors self-manage their properties. And today we both miss out on that market. And we know this demand is currently being met by other portals. And we have an imminent opportunity to capture this segment and allow private landlords to list with REA, which then allows us to connect those landlords with our customers.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because REA has never dipped into this area before. Like I do know some of the portals that, you know, that do allow it. What sort of an impact do you think that will have on customers? Because I see that there could be some positives there and there could be some people that are a little bit unsure.
I think when we think about this segment, it's a segment that REA currently doesn't service and neither do our customers. So by capturing this landlord segment, we're able to then provide this untapped segment to our customers, which ultimately helps build their rent rolls, which we know is a key driver of their business. We also know there's an opportunity through our research suggesting that 24% of these self-managed landlords are considering switching to a property manager. So one of the benefits of providing an offering to this segment is that we can promote the value of property management services and therefore help these landlords connect with customers.
So will you be doing that as part of the private landlord service? There'll be like, here are some property managers in the area and things like that?
Yes, absolutely. So our intention here is to capture and represent these listings because that our consumers are expecting to see a comprehensive overview of rental listings. So if we can capture those on REA and connect these landlords with customers, we know that's going to be hugely beneficial in our customers building their rent roll.
And do you think it's an opportunity for customers or agents or property managers to say, we like to monitor the market as agents and see what's been vacant for a long time? So that would actually present an opportunity for a property manager if they see a private landlord that hasn't got a tenant, if they've got somewhere on the database to perhaps approach that landlord and say, hey, I've got XYZ, how about it kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we're very focused on is ensuring that we promote our customers and the value of those services. And I mentioned before that high intent from this segment to reach out to a property manager. We think that's just only going to continue to grow, particularly with this current health crisis, the tenant reforms. And so we think now is a good opportunity to tap into that and ensure that we're representing the market, but also for our customers, they're able to also connect with this segment.
Yeah, I think you just hit one nail on the head there, definitely, because I've been thinking since COVID, if I was a private landlord, there's no way I'd want to be managing the incoming and the outgoing and routine inspections and sanitisation and all of that sort of stuff. Like, I think this is probably a really good opportunity. Do you know how big the private landlord market is?
So our research suggests it's 33% of the market. So from a listings perspective, Sam, we're looking at around just short of 300,000 listings per year is what our research suggests. So it's a sizable market.
Yeah, that currently we're not able to tap into.
Correct.
What do you think is driving private landlords to remain private landlords and list themselves?
I think what we're seeing, Sam, is that we've got a very cost-conscious segment here. And for a bunch of different reasons, what they're looking for is a shift towards offerings that are unbundled. And so, as an example, the ability to list directly is something that they can choose, and then they get to choose a menu of offerings moving forward. So that's certainly what we think is driving that trend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, we're seeing that a lot from our angle as well, like in the property managers that we talk to. So some will offer like a very low 2% collect the rent kind of thing, and then right up to a 30% home hotel kind of service. And we've seen that as a trend over the last 12 months where landlords would like to be able to do some things themselves and pay a less fee, and that listing might just be one of those things.
Yes, exactly.
And so I guess the elephant in the room for some people might be charging private landlords for listing on REA. So in my notes, at any rate, it's not an ongoing fee. REA is not trying to become a property manager in any way. It's just literally an advertising fee.
Yeah, correct. So if we go back to that desire of this segment to have an unbundled offering, this is providing an opportunity for these self-managed landlords to list only with REA. So it will be a very basic offering. And the intention there is for us to capture the listings and represent those to the market, but also an opportunity to provide choice to these self-managed landlords where we can put property managers in front of this segment to promote their services. So no, we're not moving into property management services. We're really providing this offering to market that will enable us to service this segment. But ultimately, the reason we want to do that is so that we can ensure we've got a full view of the market for the consumers. But also, when we think about property management services, that's not our core business. So we want to partner with the industry to ensure that we all move forward. And so we just see this as an opportunity for us to help our customers tap into a segment that they currently don't service.
So what's the strategy to attract private landlords to REA?
So as the market leader for property, we already know that we have a number of these people looking on our platform. And today we don't provide choice around them going any further. So we want to leverage our own platform to communicate and reach out to these landlords and bring them through the offering, or at least for them to understand what choices they have. And then we'll target some of these consumers off our platform as well, knowing that they're thinking and looking about property outside of REA as well. And so we'll encourage them to come into our ecosystem then as well, so that we can provide that choice around either listing directly or going with a property manager to list. But also beyond listing, it's looking at using a property manager to manage the property, which is a huge opportunity for our customers.
Yeah, so literally it's people have been asking you guys for this for quite some time, and now this is the time to say, actually, yes, we're doing it.
Yeah, we have talked about it for some time, but I think now that we know that the segment is worth 33%, it's a significant segment that we don't represent, which is one, as you mentioned, is an expectation of our consumers, but such a huge opportunity for our customers to tap into as well.
Yeah. And so what other new initiatives have you got coming from REA in the rental space?
So we've talked about private landlord this morning, but we're also in the next 12 to 18 months bringing a new reimagined experience for our one form application business to market for our customers and for consumers. And so on the consumer side for tenants, it's a faster, much simpler and transparent experience. And for our customers, the big driver for us is driving efficiencies. And we know that our research suggests that around 40% on average of time of property managers is spent processing applications. And we think with our new OneForm platform that we're able to really provide those efficiency gains to our customers, which allows them obviously to be more than competitive in market.
Yeah, interesting. So there's been a lot of rental reform in the last 12 months in various different states. Still, it's interesting that we don't have a national regime for renters and things like that. But do you think the balance is right between tenants and landlords as you see it?
This is a bit of a complex one, Sam. And from a tenant perspective, tenants absolutely have the right to feel comfortable and secure in their home. But at the same time, landlords are taking on risk by trusting someone in their home. And unfortunately, the way I see it is that property managers are potentially caught in the middle. And so what we're trying to do at REA is focus on how do we support the marketplace, recognising that it is three-sided with tenants and property managers and landlords, and really cater to the unique requirements of each of those. But it is a very complex space.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like COVID has just complicated that even further.
I completely agree, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is all interesting. What does the next 12 months look like for REA, do you think? What are you focusing on?
So I think for us, 2020 has already been a year like no other. We've quickly moved to prioritise the health and safety of our employees and the needs of our customers and consumers. And we've talked about accelerating some delivery of some new products that's really helped not only our consumers but also our customers. And I guess moving forward, and today we've been talking about rent, we're focused on helping tenants secure their property, but also connecting them to customers to drive quality leads and to deliver trusted tenants ultimately.
And so I have to ask you a technology question, because I always love asking techie questions to people from REA, but have you found, has there been any technology that you've used, particularly in your working from home and things like that, have been particularly useful?
I think for us, remote working is not a new thing at REA. I've always loved to consume content in an audio fashion. I think in terms of technology, the best advice that I can probably provide, Sam, is set up your workplace properly. So at home, I've got the dual monitor and I've got the right chair and et cetera. But there are some tools out there that we've been using within our team. We've been using a tool called Miro, certainly within my team and broader groups, which has been a great tool that we can leverage via our video conferencing to workshop ideas, and you can contribute to those. It's almost like a virtual whiteboard, and that's been very handy for us.
Interesting. I'm going to go and look that one up actually, because like we're always looking at what we could perhaps be doing better with Zoom conferencing and things like that. So that's cool. Okay. So Val, thank you so much for your time today. It's been awesome chatting to you about the new private landlord product and things like that. If there was one thing that you'd like to leave the audience with, what would that be?
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me today. I just wanted to reiterate that at REA, we are really focused on delivering the largest and most engaged audience for our customers. And so moving forward, particularly when it comes to rent, we really want to help foster those strong relationships across tenants and property managers and landlords. And we've got some really exciting stuff coming in this space, and we want to continue to have the dialogue with our customers around how they can tap into the private landlord opportunity.
Yeah, which is obviously a big one. For sure. Val Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate, with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts. Visit eliteagentelevate.com.